Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
Woop woop.
Welcome, welcome.
Ah, ladies. Another day, another episode.
Yep, I was just about to say that.
And really?
Yeah.
And our last episode of September.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Which
yes,
means... Yes. Next time you guys see us sitting
spooky
here.
Season.
Oh my gosh, let's get spoopy.
We're going all out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All out. We're going to be wearing different themed costumes every episode in October.
Yes, we are. Yes,
Halloween
we are.
It should be taken seriously.
Right.
And we take it very seriously here.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for you guys to see. I can't remember what order we're doing them in, but it honestly doesn't matter because they're all
iconic.
Yeah.
One of them I'm really, really excited for, which we'll give you a little hint. We won't say, but it's a little nostalgia moment. It's giving Disney Channel vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited for
I know.
One.
For those, you guys are absolutely going to have to like tune in for a video to see the shenanigans.
Yes.
Speaking of DCOMs, we just watched Camp Rock today.
Yes.
And it's, I hate to say this because like it does have so much nostalgia. But it's bad, you guys.
It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It does not hold up.
No, you guys. Yeah. I have not seen Camp Rock since the first time when it first released. I mean, how many years ago did Camp Rock get?
Oh, I don't even know.
Was that before? That was after High School Musical. So High School Musical was 14 years ago. So this probably at least 10, right?
Yeah. At least.
Oh my gosh. Demi looked so little. I mean, the whole Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, they look baby.
They look so baby. So I was just... I don't know why I thought it was going to be better than I remembered.
Because the High School Musical, all three of them.
That's what it was.
And yeah, like they're, you know, like it's your whatever. But like, this is like bad. Writing's bad.
The acting was
bad. Like
terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible.
The only redeeming thing about it is, first of all, like laughing at the things that are not supposed to be funny.
Right.
And also the background characters and some of the like, filler songs mm-hmm. are good.
Yes.
Like we were talking about like Hasta La Vista, a bop.
Yeah.
Of course This Is Me from the Final Jam.
Yeah, right. That one is.
And then literally Camp Rock,
mm-hmm.
the song.
Mm-hmm. And what was the girl's song from the Pajama Jam? Do you remember her? The girl, and we were saying that she was singing about how like she has high standards. Do you remember? And she was
in the very beginning before they get to the Final Jam. Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but that song.
Yes.
And they're like breakdancing and she's like, you need to get the job done. Like, you got to be the one. You got to respect me and all that.
Yes. Yeah. But then we never see her again.
Yeah, then she has nothing to do with anything.
And then we just get stuck with the Joe Jonas doing the choreography when he's grab a hat and a mic. Follow me if you can.
Deep. And then they all watched him do that and they were like, wow, like so hard. I like can't keep up.
We wasted our time learning the Hoedown Throwdown. We should have learned that.
Facts.
That would have been so freaking funny.
What's crazy is we would have learned the choreography and it still would have looked like we didn't know what we were doing because the choreography is so bad.
Right.
They needed Kenny Ortega. Because he wasn't involved in that at all, right?
I don't think so. Again, Kenny Ortega, if you want to be on this podcast, we will make...
right here.
Right here.
We should get a little, like, you know how people put, like, placards on their desk? Like,
yes.
Like right here. It's just Kenny Ortega.
A little reserve seat.
Yeah, totally.
That's funny.
Well, and he's not even, like, a one-hit wonder, too. It wasn't just he lucked out with High School Musical.
No.
Descendants?
Yep.
One of, like, the most, like, the best things out of, like, modern Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm. Right, like, we don't even watch... like we, I wasn't watching Disney Channel when Descendants.
But I watched Descendants.
Yeah, it's good. I went. I ended up watching it because one of the kids I was babysitting, and then I ended up being like, "This is so good," and falling like in love with like the characters and like the acting and the singing. Actually, that's the huge.
The singing was really good.
And then they kept talking about there was more. I was like, "Oh shit!" Then I'm gonna watch them by myself. And I,
right.
as a grown girl, really was watching Descendants, but. Hey, really good.
You know what? What I liked about Descendants is like, obviously it's like a DCOM or whatever, and that's fine. But like the actual like idea of it is genius.
I
wish that it wasn't DCOM. Like, yes, I do like it and it's fine. But like, imagine like how good it really could be if it was like not Disney Channel.
Yeah. Well, and I love that they got like Broadway stars like Kristen Chenoweth
is in it. Yeah. And I'm like, right.
No, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. But of course.
A Broadway icon.
Yeah. That girl from the teacher in High School Musical, the musical series.
Miss Jen.
Like, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you could probably play Kristen Chenoweth if she was like doing like a movie or something,
totally.
Right?
Totally.
Well, at first, that's when I first saw her,
like,
me of.
You remind me. Yep. And I was like, it's Kristen Chenoweth with her like very like petite looking like face and stuff. And then her little, like tiny little voice and her like
expression.
Hyper.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do like that character.
She's cute.
In
I like
show.
Her. Yeah. Yeah. I like her a lot. And a very accurate representation of like
a theater teacher
who like definitely overshares, like
definitely underqualified.
Definitely underqualified. Yeah. But just it's like your friend.
But it's your theater teacher.
But it's your theater teacher. So it's like different. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I completely agree. So today we're going to be talking about some habits. And Sierra, you actually were telling us earlier about this new habit you got going on.
Yes. So we were talking about doing this episode about habits. And I was like thinking about, okay, what good and bad habits do I have? And I was like, honestly, I feel like my worst habits are me setting a boundary and not keeping it.
Mm.
Like, I think I'm pretty good at setting the boundary. And then it's so easy to fall back into that bad habit and not keeping the boundary. And what I have done recently has seriously changed my phone habits, and I only wish I had done it sooner. So being a content creator, my work is a vast majority of it is on my phone,
right?
For the entire time I've been doing social media, which I started in 2015, so 8 years, I've done it all on the one phone, the one device. So I have, you know, my personal texts and my personal Instagram, but also like my work email and my work Instagram and like everything mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought this is so great. It's so convenient. It's nice to have everything in one place. And I didn't realize until I did that video where I went a week without my iPhone that I am constantly being dragged into work because I check my phone for something unrelated when I'm off the clock.
Mm-hmm.
But then, okay, well, while I'm here, oh, I got this message, I got this comment, I got this email, I forgot I wanted to post this thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And before I knew it, me checking a quick text from Steven or my mom or taking out my phone to snap a photo of Grace winds up with me spending 20 minutes doing work that does not need to be done right now.
Yeah.
So I got a work phone, and when I first got the work phone, I still kept my social media on both phones because my work phone doesn't have internet, so I have to be connected to Wi-Fi. And I decided, you know what? Let me try deleting all of my work stuff from my personal phone.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do I not have it as readily available, I cannot do work and check work things when I am not connected to Wi-Fi. And it is amazing. I cannot believe how often I go to check my phone and then remember, oh, there's not really anything
I can do on here. Yeah.
Right.
But it's just how frequently we check it on autopilot, or at least me.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, same.
It was dominating my life. It was taking me away from my priorities. And like what we talked about in the previous episode of like setting up our priorities, my actions with my phone use were not lining up with my priorities.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm talking about being present in the moment, if I'm talking about like cultivating good relationships with my family, my friends, my daughter, my spouse, why do I need to be doing work in those moments?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But also, having a flip phone made it difficult to communicate, to document things just for me, of Grace. And so I love that separation.
Mm-hmm.
And that has, I've been able now to keep that boundary. And the best thing is, if I ever actually have a work emergency where I have to do something, I can make a personal hotspot from my phone.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like when we were posting about the Chi Kappa launch and I forgot, like, oh crap, I wanted to share the announcement on my story and I'm out at the park with Grace. I just did a hotspot real quick because I'm not logged into my Schultzy Instagram account on my personal phone.
Mm.
So I just did a hotspot, posted it real quick, and then I went.
And that was okay because you were intentional about it. You weren't just like, right. Oh, you didn't accidentally just, end up on Instagram after you just closed out the app and you just opened up again.
Right.
You are like, okay, I need to connect to Hotspot. I'm doing this for work. This makes sense. I'm actively doing this. And that is something that I wasn't even aware of the habit, how bad of a phone habit I had until I spoke with you about you mm-hmm. getting your flip phone. And I was like left thinking about it for like a while after chatting with you about it. And I was like, you know, and trying to like paying attention to my phone habits. And I realized, as many of us are, just picking up the phone just out of like, out of habit,
yeah.
Literally nothing but habit. I'm just sitting there. I'll pick it up. Look at it, open Instagram, close Instagram again, and just
reopen
it again. Like,
it's mindless.
It's so mindless, like mindless scrolling. And that's why it's like not even mindless scrolling. It's like mindless picking up my phone.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't even realize it till you're already in the app. And it's like freaky.
Yeah.
I realized the first thing I have done the moment I opened my eyes for years, check my email.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why? But I like listening to a podcast when I go to bed. So leaving my phone completely out of the bedroom doesn't super work for me. And I use it for my alarm and stuff.
Right.
But now my work phone, I leave it on the kitchen counter.
Amazing.
So I do not work from my bed anymore, which I used to do before I went to bed. When I woke up, I'm managing my schedule for the next day. I'm doing all the things.
Right.
I don't even have the option for that anymore.
Right.
And it has just been amazing.
I didn't get a flip phone like how you did, but I wanted to do like a little test of like something to kind of like actively be where my habits are. So what I ended up doing was hiding my app. So Instagram and all those other apps are like on like the sixth page, like hidden somewhere. So I have to actually search for it. And so now I've noticed I'm actually consciously like, okay, I need to go on Instagram, post this, look at this. Yes, of course, like I'll be on TikTok for like an hour. Yes, but that's work. You have to sit there. Watch it, do that. But I'm not just on TikTok, you know, scrolling and scrolling.
Well, and that's the thing, right? There's so much value that social media brings to our lives. And it is such a nice tool to unplug. I love to scroll TikTok at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So nice. So fun. But do I need to be doing that when I didn't even realize that's what I was doing?
Right. Yeah. And you know, that feature on the iPhone that's like, what is it like? It has like the timer on
screen
it or whatever
time?
Screen. Yeah. No. Where you can like, where it's like, okay, it's 10 PM. Like we're going to close that. And like, I tried to do that and I was like, I really can just turn that off. Like, I don't have to listen to you.
Yeah. It's like the TikTok. Whoa. You've been scrolling way God. Too long.
I hate those. I'm like,
don't
guess
tell
what?
Me what
I'm
going to
keep scrolling.
She scrolls just out of spite.
Well, I was going to get off.
And now I'm not.
Take that.
Yeah.
Jess, you also have a work phone. What is that like for you? Because you got the work phone and then you were telling me about how great it's been for you in the separation. And that was one of the catalysts for me being like, okay, maybe a work phone is a good idea.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think the nicest thing is being able to, since we have so many group chats, even though I do have, I think, my personal phone on some of them, I can mute that on my personal phone.
Right.
If I need to. But it's nice having it all in one place. It's like having your email all in one place instead of going between.
Yeah.
So that was really good. And also storage for like if we're shooting, especially when you only had one phone.
Oh my God.
We got the phone. So we were like, if we need to vlog, if we need to shoot TikToks, if we need to, we have something with a lens comparable to your phone and settings that we could like use.
Yes.
Instead of like frantically deleting things or like you having to run your life on your phone and your battery being super low.
Right.
Yeah. The amount of times that Jess and I were out filming and then I had no storage and I'm like, okay, crap. Do I delete this 8-minute long video I took of Grace? No, I don't want to delete that. Can I delete these Instagram stories that are sponsored no, I can't delete that because I still need like the original files of those.
Right.
Now, two separate.
And it's also like, because you work with so many people doing so many things, like, you also don't have to give someone like your literal personal phone that has your own personal stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like
you
can just give them the work phone and it's like fine.
Yeah. It's been the best thing. I wish I would have done it sooner.
Yeah.
I think there are so many habits that we have that aren't serving us, or at least me, mm-hmm. that we don't even realize until we're like kind of forced to confront it. That was me with that flip phone video.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm actually not that bad with my phone. Like,
right.
you know, some people, they're like attached to it. I'm not. And then I'm like, come oh my, I literally cannot get into my car right. without my phone. I can't right. open the blinds.
Do you think after you did that video, did you, or while you were doing that video, like doing the flip phone, do you feel like you ever reached for the phone? And you were like, oh.
Constantly the first 3 days. And I talked about it in the video. I would carry around the flip phone with me. What am I going to do with it? Right. I needed to feel something in my hand.
Yeah.
It that's felt a weird habit. And off.
I did have like last night I lost my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not lost. It was right here in the podcast room, but I was searching for it. And I knew that I was not going to be able to go to bed without my phone.
Yeah.
And maybe not even using it. I just need to know where it was. And I was prepared to look for it all night until I found it, because I was not going to go. I knew I couldn't.
Right.
Sick. That's exactly it. It's like, I don't even need to use it. I just need it here.
I need it here.
It's emotionally supportive.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like now when I go on a walk, if I'm not pushing a stroller, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Right.
Like I was with my mom.
What do I do? What do I do?
And she was like, right. oh, I'll push the stroller. And I felt physically uncomfortable. Mm. I was like, I can't. That's how we are with our phones.
You're in such a
she
habit.
She's walking like this because yeah. she thinks this is how people walk.
No, she's like walking. What are you doing with your right. arms? She's like, do I sway them? Yeah. Do I put right. them down? I don't even know.
Right.
But that's yeah. like a habit that you also even pushing a stroller. Like you were literally just used to being in that habit of doing that
your
motion.
Your hands doing
that
something. Motion. Yeah.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. Do you think like, well, I mean, obviously like pandemic vibes, right? Like pandemic was like the biggest disruptor of habits and the beginning of bad ones.
Oh,
well,
God.
Personally.
No.
I think the hardest part with that, too, is because we did not know at the start of the pandemic that we would still be dealing with this 2.5 years later.
Right.
So when the pandemic started and it was like everyone's going to be home for, was it 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, oh, I'll just work in my pajamas all day. Like, oh,
like it's like fun.
Yeah, it's we're like fun and yeah. new and different. And like, oh, I'll just watch Netflix all day because like we just have to stay home.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I've been living my life like this for 6 months.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like vacation.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
2 weeks, like you kind of, there's like no rules, like vacation rules. Like you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And the vacation just never ended.
Well, we didn't know that we were like starting new habits because.
Yeah.
Like,
we thought that we were going to go back to normal.
Because I'm going to be back to normal in 2 weeks.
Right.
Right. So it's like, okay, so maybe I should not be pouring Bailey's into my morning coffee. Perhaps
right.
not. But if we're pandemic and it's only lasting 2 weeks, guess
like, who cares?
What? We're doing
it's
it for fun.
It's giving vacation.
It's yeah. giving vacation. Yeah.
Do you guys see on TikTok people romanticizing the early pandemic? They're like, remember when we went on family walks? Remember when we did Zoom parties and baked bread and
don't
watched Tiger King?
I don't want that. Do not romanticize it. I know.
See, I'm kind of team.
I'm very down.
Romanticized
for
that.
Sure.
I was
after that.
I think I was more scared. Like the first 2 weeks that I couldn't even like.
See, I think for me the fear set in after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I realized that I really could not leave, couldn't see anyone, couldn't talk to that when because at first I was like, I'm at home, like whatever. Who cares? Like I can sit around here and like bake bread and like hang out with my family and play games. Like who cares?
Yeah.
But when it was not going to end, I was like, oh, I'm not okay.
Oh yeah. Well, that whole other part was a whole.
That's what I'm like, I was not well. But I was like, yeah, let's go back. Let's do it again.
Also at the beginning, because the cases were, well, we thought high at the time, but it was still low. It was like 50 people in the US have gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yes, it was scary, but it was not like, I didn't know anyone
right,
who had
right.
had COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think once we hit like May, June, mm-hmm. July, and it was like, it was not only not ending, it was getting worse. And now people I know mm-hmm. were getting COVID and people were dying.
Yeah.
And there was no end in sight.
Mm-hmm.
And that for me was when I started to get very, very scared.
Yeah.
And also depressed. I don't think I even realized it in the moment. I now look back and I'm like, I was very, very depressed.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I remember being like, I would cry majority of the day because yeah. I was so like frustrated and I just like couldn't. And I was so like confused.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I don't really understand what is really going on. I just know I can't go anywhere and can't see anything. I can't see anyone and like touch anything. I didn't want to look at anybody because.
Yeah, we would just FaceTime each other and be like,
hey,
how you doing?
What's
new?
Doing?
Done nothing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Me too.
Cool. So
anyways.
You're gonna play board games with your family again for the 20,000th time tonight.
Yeah.
A habit that I picked up that was so terrible during pandemic that, oh my gosh, to break it, you guys, I had to fight.
Ooh, fight for her life.
I had to fight for my life. So obviously there was that period where it was like, I kind of wasn't like working. Like it, people were just like, I was like, you know, the whole not working, we're chilling vibe.
Right.
And then we had to go back to work.
Right.
So I started working again and I was working from home. And I had the ability to just work on my laptop or on my cell phone and I could do it in bed. So I just got really comfortable of waking up, grabbing my laptop, getting cozy in my bed and just like working from my laptop all day, blah, 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 blah. And then I kept doing that. And then I was found out that I was like, you're like really sad. Like you're feeling really depressed. Like what's going on? Like there's something in your life going on that like is not doing, that's hurting you for the bad. And I didn't even realize that it was me feeling that I had not accomplished anything at the end of the day because I was in
my
mind.
You never
moved. Yeah. I was in my mind, I was like punishing myself because I was like, you didn't do anything. You were in bed all day. Like you literally didn't leave your bed. It's like, well, babe,
you were working.
Yeah. But in my mind, like, it didn't feel like I didn't get dressed. I didn't leave the physical. Like, you know, you get tired from laying down. But there I was in bed working. And I was like, okay, you cannot work from bed and like work from the bed out anymore. And so I was like, okay, how am I going to get my ass out of this bed? Because who's going to make me sit at my desk? Who?
Right.
No, not my mom, not my teacher, not nobody, not my boss. Like, so, okay. And I was like, okay, how are we going to do this? And I was like, you have to set the vibe. You have to make it pleasurable because if not, you're not going to do it. I'm a very person, and I know that about me with habits. That's why I like try to be like, okay, if you shower, then you can watch TV. Not like, oh, relax, then shower, because it, like little rewards here and there.
Right.
So I was like, okay, so you need to work. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to get up, get your coffee, and make the bed. If I make the bed, it looks really nice and I don't want to lay in it in that moment. And I already feel set up for the day making that small little task of making my bed. I'm like, wow, look at me go. I'm a badass. Made the bed. Awesome. Make coffee. Put on a candle. You guys, I didn't know how much a candle could make me so light that thing on. I'm like, ooh.
Right.
It's like I said before, romanticizing my life. And I would put on some music and like the diffuser and I'd sit at my desk. And that felt like a nice treat getting to like be like in spa vibes. And I don't get that if I'm just like sitting in bed, you know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't take that much time or money or effort to do those things. But to get yourself there, why is it so hard?
Because it's so much easier to not do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just easier. That's my whole thing too. Like if I don't, and I need to be better at it, but like if I don't get up right when I wake up, literally the rest of the day is going to be so lax, lazy. Like I probably won't do much. Like I might do some things here or there. Even like eating, I probably like won't eat until after 3 p.m. for like the first time. That is a bad habit. She gets on me all the time. She's like, you need to eat. Or I'll be like so grumpy. And she's like, well.
I'm like, it's 1 p.m.
Like, what are you doing?
Anything other than coffee. Coffee is not a meal. She's like, you're right. Let me just finish this one little thing and then I'm going to do it.
And that's another thing too. I will work and be like, okay, I just need to finish this one thing. I'll just finish this one thing. And it's a million things.
Yeah.
Like, I just need to finish this because if I stop now, then I won't. And like, da-da-da-da-da. She's like, just stop, just eat. And I'm like, you're right.
I am so with you. That is so hard, especially because it's like, oh, no. There's this one really urgent email or this one video that has to get scheduled. I'm just going to do that and then I'll go get ready. And then you're sucked in. And then, like you said, it's 1 p.m. You haven't eaten. You haven't showered. You haven't done anything. And you feel gross.
Yep. And the other thing, too, is like I get so distracted by literally anything. Anything could derail me and I'm off the rails. But so when I'm focused on something, I try really, really hard to stay focused on that thing and get it done so that if I do lose it, I already finished it and it's okay.
I'm the same way. And honestly, the phone thing has helped a lot, but that's been very recent of like, I no longer have the ability to check my email when I first wake up. So there is nothing I can get sucked into until I'm out of my bedroom.
Right.
Nice.
But yeah. I think the first thing that really did that for me was going outside into the sun when I first wake up. And having dogs was a big thing, especially when we lived in an apartment. I had to take them on a walk as soon as we woke up. Otherwise, they were going to pee on the floor.
Right.
So the second I woke up, it was like, all right, dogs, let's go. We're going on a walk. Now that we have a house, like, I take them outside. Now that I have my garden, I have to water my garden before it gets hot outside. Otherwise, those babies are going to wilt.
Right.
And so I now have this, like, ever-growing list of things that needs to be done when I first wake up that is positive.
Yeah.
It's not checking my email. It's not, I have to send this thing off. It's like, I need to take the dogs out. I need to water my garden. And then now that we have, like, fruit coming in the garden of, like, the tomatoes and the zucchini and all the things, I pick it when I'm out there. And then I'm like, now I have to take it into the kitchen. And now I'm in the kitchen. Well, I guess I'll make coffee and breakfast. And that's been really, really good for me.
We need something in the morning.
That forces you.
I don't want to walk. Because sometimes she's like, let's go on a hot girl. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
She doesn't want to walk. I try to take her with me. I'm like, hot girl walk. She's like,
I don't want to.
Which is a habit that I know that I like want to get into, but it's like so hard. So I'm like, maybe if I convince Ryan to do it with me, like it'll be more fun because that's what my vibe is. Like that's like my driving force is like a reward or like having a good time.
Yeah.
You don't find that a good time, but in my mind, hanging with her is a good time. So I'm like, all right, let's go walk. And she's like, yeah, no.
We can just go into the living room and have a good time.
Exactly.
But there is something nice about feeling sun on your skin. Agree. And actually, I was reading somewhere that when you start your day with at least 5 or 10 minutes of direct light and sunlight, it like resets your circadian rhythm. So you sleep better the next night and you feel more awake during the day.
I like that.
And so even if you don't go on a walk, if you literally just go like outside and like sit on the steps.
We have a little patio,
a couch and stuff. Maybe
bring your coffee out there.
We get up, we make the coffee and we sit on the thing and we just sit there.
Yeah.
No walking.
And
No walking.
You will walk from the house to the stairs.
Exactly.
You can't trick me, Paloma.
Yeah, I know. I'll be right here when you get back.
Yeah.
So other than like hot girl walks, which it's like, I know it's good for me and I need to start making a plan to implement them. What other things, like what other habits do you think that you guys would like want to get into? But you're just like, it's so hard to, how do I get into that habit? But I want to be that girl.
Making breakfast for myself. I make breakfast for Grace every morning. And then I tell myself that once I get her started with her food and she's eating, then I'm going to go make myself breakfast. Yeah. And I literally only do like 10% of the time. And then I end up just like having a granola bar or something, which is fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still getting something. But I think I would be much better off, especially because I get nauseous really easily. Mm-hmm. So if I don't eat, I'm like literally I get so sick to my stomach. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if I just made the freaking breakfast, I would set myself up for success the whole day.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, let's think, ladies. How can we help Sierra to make that happen?
I think I need to just make my breakfast before she wakes up and eat it before she wakes up, which I do only if I'm going to work out in the morning because I hate working out on an empty stomach.
Right.
But if I'm not, if I'm going to work out in the evening, then I'm just like, oh, I'll just have breakfast later. And then Grace is up and then I'm cooking for her.
Yeah. Mine's on a similar vein with like cooking. I need to start cooking more. I don't really enjoy cooking that much at all. So I don't like to do it. So I don't do it. But I eat out far too much, far too much. Or I just won't eat.
Yeah.
I mean, I either eat out or I don't eat.
It's the effort. Unfortunately, I'm like that, like, been working on that where it's like really needing to cook, but I'd rather not eat versus like actually make food. And that sounds like dramatic, but
it's all of it. It's the prep. I have to figure out what to cook, or I have to go buy all these ingredients and then I have to cook it all and then I have to clean it up. Oh my God. Like, it's too much.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I'd rather just not eat.
You know, that's where, cause I used to be like that too. And when I started meal prepping like 4 or 5 years ago, game changer. Cause I buy my veggies like once a week. I have to peel and chop this entire sweet potato just for one meal. No.
Right.
So I'll cut all the veggies like maybe once or twice a week. I'll do like a big veggie prep night, put them in their little containers. So all I tell myself I have to do is turn on the oven, throw it on a baking pan, put a little bit of olive oil and put it in.
Okay.
And then like throw some rice in the rice cooker. Like, it's so low effort that I'm like, I already put in all the work of prepping this food. What a waste would that be if I didn't eat it?
And that's kind of like what you do. I mean, so like, let's say you make enough food for it to last you like 1 or 2, like 2 or 3 days. And you're like, oh my gosh. And I totally ate, because then all of a sudden, if you have food made, Ryan
I'll
will eat it.
Yep.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
you like the just heat up situation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not interested in the turning on all the burners
the
and the mixing and the I don't want to.
You should
do
a video where you try meal prepping for like a month or a week or something, where you make all your meals on Sunday. And then everything is in their little pre-containers ready
to
go.
That's kind of cute also.
It's so fun. Well, then you like, especially living in LA, like you go to a farmer's market. You're
right.
Picking your fresh produce. It's a vibe.
Right.
And then like, I feel like you would thrive with that.
That could be fun.
I could totally be in supporting of this, because I would like to try the meal prepping thing. That's something I've seen. Like, again, it's not like I don't know that there's
right.
options.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm like, I could totally meal prep. And then I see it and I'm like, that's a great idea. Let me save this TikTok. Maybe when I'm ready for it, I'll come back to it and see this recipe.
Right.
I have so many meal prep recipes saved. Have
right.
I meal prep? No.
No, right. But also when we lived in the last apartment, I did like HelloFresh for like Ooh. So many months. And I liked it when I wanted to cook. I had all the ingredients. Not like it wasn't already there, but I didn't want to physically
right.
do it. I just
yeah.
wanted to be like, and there's food.
Right.
Not, oh, I still have to cook the chicken and I still have to cut the carrots and all of the stuff.
I know.
Then just do the thing where you make like 3 or 4 days of fully cooked meals and all you have to do is microwave them.
Now that I can get behind.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what you, like when you do cook, you're
yeah,
like,
yeah, when I do cook,
she
I make a lot
for...
so that I don't have to do it again.
Yeah. I am very much that, where I'm like, I'm not doing all this work for one
meal.
Yeah.
No.
And what's funny is like you said, you're like, oh, after I feed Grace, maybe I'll eat. But it's like, it's to feed me. Like, I'll cook food for anybody. But if it's to feed me, I'm like, I'm just fine. It's just the effort's not worth it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And also, you already are cooking.
Yeah.
You're already there making the food for Grace.
I know.
You're already there.
I know. Like, all the stuff is already out.
Sorry.
And I could easily make myself something at the same time as her. I think it's just one of those things, right, where I'm like, I just got to focus on one thing at a time.
Right.
Get her fed, and then I'll take care of me. And then she's fed, but she's throwing her food, or she needs
right.
this, or she needs
right.
that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's so, and as always, it's always just easier said and thought through than actually done.
Right.
Another thing of mine that I really wish that I want to be a reading girly.
Right.
I see you guys posting great recommendations, and, you know, I want to bring myself to read them, but how do I get there?
How do I start?
Well, so here's the question. Fiction or nonfiction?
Both.
Both.
Uh-huh.
Personally.
Yeah. Both. I think that I don't even know, actually. Let me say.
Okay.
I need to explore that, because that's how much I don't read.
So I find that nonfiction is so similar to podcasts sometimes. It's such an easy jump to make.
Okay.
So like you know what actually might be a really good book for you guys to start with? I just finished The Anthropocene Reviewed by John Green. And it's each chapter is self-contained and they're like 8 to 12 minutes long each chapter. So it's not like a fiction book where there's like a interweaving story and you have to follow along. I could just put on the one chapter, 12 minutes, and then it's done.
Right.
And then I don't have to be like, oh, this is such a thing to get. Where was I in this book? What had happened?
Uh-huh, right.
Because each chapter is self-contained. So that might be a good one to kind of pop the cherry.
And maybe that's
right.
You're right. And I like that it's like you're saying, it's small. So maybe that's kind of, in addition to not just like having books that are kind of like in that style, also maybe I'm telling myself, like, maybe I'll have to keep small promises, like rather than being like, oh, you need to read the book, like rather than like read the book, be like, okay, you just need to read a chapter by Sunday, like just one chapter. And maybe that's where I start, like super small and just like build on it. Cause I feel like half the battle, a lot of the battle is like the start. It's like doing it. And it's like, I feel like I'm just thinking about it and not actually applying it to my life. So if I just apply it and get through that tedious part of making it a habit, because how long does it take? I feel like I've read before.
Is
that
like 27 days or something
like
that?
To form a habit, yeah.
I think it's like 2 to 3 weeks, I think. Even.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's really not that long.
Oh, yeah. 18 to 24 days.
18 to 24 days to form a habit. So it's like, if I could just really stick with myself at those 18, 24 days, like I could be reading books, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe a book club, maybe something like.
Yeah. That, maybe you need someone to help you be accountable to.
Wait, maybe we should do a book club.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be fun.
We should.
Oh, and you know what else I was thinking with the 18 to 24 days thing? We're filming our next podcast in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
We should all try to start a habit today.
Ooh.
And then in the next episode, we can give our update. on how it's going with where we should be approaching the precipice of that habit starting to become a normal part of our routine.
I love that. And I love that a lot because I, you know what? Me. Yes. I can get myself, I can go to the bookstore and get some books. That sounds like fun. And then that sounds like the activity, you know?
And now that we've said this and I feel like all of you guys are hearing this and also you guys too. Like, I feel like I have to do it.
Yeah, you're held.
Oh, crap. Like an accountable partner.
I can't show back and be like, I didn't do it. Like,
Well, now that I was saying like accountable partner, I'm like, well, that's why people have like those like partners like with working out or certain things like that, like reading and stuff, shit like that, because you're like, I need someone here because sometimes I can't do it myself.
Yeah.
Huh. D.
That was that's another thing too. I guess it's like kind of habit adjacent where like building trust with yourself, because if you're like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, and then you like don't do it and you're like, yeah, well. You like start to lose trust within yourself. You're like, yeah, I said I was going to do that, but like, are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Me to me. Yeah, you said that. Mm-hmm. You've been saying it and you haven't done it. So why should I believe you're going to do anything?
What's the biggest thing like that for you right now?
Well, I probably like wait. I try to be like, okay, if I want to have a cocktail, like I can at least need to wait until like 6 o'clock. And I'm like, ah, it's 5. Like,
it's hard working from home too. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. And also it just feels like I just want rewards. I just want delicacies. I just want things to feel like I'm doing something.
Well, at the end of the day, like we all just are like stupid animals with little brains that are just like, give me little treats. Give me serotonin. Make me feel good. Like, yes, we're a highly evolved species and whatever. But like at the end of the day.
But at the end of the day, I got to buy something cute to motivate me to want to
make you
do.
Go,
oh, speaking of cute, what I just told Ryan, I bought the what's that thing he called
it's a frother.
Frother.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I bought one of those frother. Things, a little hand thingy frother, so I can like. It's trying to help my habit of like not, because I'm pretty bad with like also like teas and like juices, and I'm like, I need
nutrients.
You need nutrients, girlfriend. So I'm gonna get like this little juice that like you blend in stuff, and that's gonna be like the first thing that I'm gonna drink
in the morning.
So that'll be my set myself up for success, and it's like a fun little. If it's a fun little tool that helps me get excited in the morning to use or whatever, I showed it to Ryan. She started screaming. She's like, oh my God. And I was like, see, you're excited. I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is going to help our habits.
And those little correlations are so powerful, right? Because there's nothing about the milk frother that like actually will make you more productive. But if you correlate it with every morning that I've used this milk frother, I feel good. I have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
That's real. There's truth to that. So like, yeah, the milk frother, it might seem silly, but there's truth to that.
Yeah. What's like the best treat you've given yourself after completing it, like something that you did not want to do?
You know, that's actually kind of hard for me because when I was in like the depths of my really toxic relationship with food, food was the ultimate reward. I had to earn it. I used it as a motivator. I remember like writing down in my journal, like when I lose X amount of pounds, I can go buy like a burrito. Like when I lose X amount of pounds, I will let myself have a scoop of ice cream. Like, and that was like a motivator that I had to earn it. And so for a really long time, just like I was trying to find rewards and motivation that were, what's the word? Intrinsic, not extrinsic, things that were like from deep within me and not physical things.
Yeah.
Whether it be food, money, things like that. And honestly, one of the biggest things for me that has become like a reward is just time at the end of the day.
Mm.
Being like, I deserve to be able to like spend an hour taking a bath or like doing some skincare or watching a movie. And like, it's not necessarily the act of those things, right? I'm not like actually so excited to sit down and watch a movie, but it's like, I deserve that time because I did X, Y, whatever was on my list.
Right.
Oh, that's a good one. And just like being appreciative, like of that time, you know, and being present with it and enjoying, like being like, this time is set for
whatever I want.
Whatever I want. And that just feels so freeing and so good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I
guess like the silliest thing. I remember when I was in high school, I had this goal that I wanted to make $1,000 over the summer. because I was working a lot. And mm-hmm. I was like, I want to make $1,000. And if I do, I'm going to buy myself a Disneyland pass, like an annual pass to Disneyland.
Right.
And I did. And I worked so much because I was literally making like $8 an hour. So I worked so much to get there. And then I spent like half of it on the Disneyland annual pass. And thank goodness I did, because I would not have met Steven if I didn't get the pass.
Oh my God.
That's when we met, was at Disneyland. And I wouldn't have gone if I didn't have a pass.
You got Steven.
I know. That was my
biggest
reward.
Wow. But
that's
crazy.
That's giving fate.
Yeah.
You know, giving fate. You're right.
I like that. Yeah. I think growing up, the first thing that I was like, this is going to be like a reward for me. It was when I first started working in Aeropostale, and it was at the mall, and they had a Starbucks there. And I remember I was like, my manager like really enjoyed her like Starbucks coffee, and like I would go with her to get it. But like I was like not trying to do like Starbucks every day. If I work like this many weeks or this many hours, you are going to treat yourself to get Starbucks with your manager every single time. And you can work towards like the gold star. And I was like, obviously, like the gold card, you know, the star, the gold star. So I was like, that's my reward. I'm going to get gold status in the Starbucks thing. And so anytime that I was like working really long or really, I'd be like, you are allowing yourself to like splurge and spend the money on getting like the Starbucks, because I didn't need the Starbucks every single day. And she got it every day. So I was like, no, it's got to be like rewards vibes, like on a Friday, like you've worked all week or whatever. So, and when I got the gold status and the card, I felt so good. And I knew that it was, and I felt good because I was like, you worked really hard and you also got this. So, and now you get free stuff.
Right. I feel like this is like similar to what you were saying about like, oh, I could take a bath, and like, it's not really about the bath, but like, it's just about the time. I, right now that I've like been like vlogging and like creating content and stuff, like I will do, like I will like spruce up what I normally do, you know, for the vlog, whatever, just to make it look prettier, when, you know, that kind of stuff. But I find that I enjoy that stuff so much more when I do make it more like aesthetically pleasing, even for my own eyes. But I won't do it unless I'm vlogging.
You wouldn't do it just for you.
Right. But I should.
Yeah, you
should.
And
it's not like I can't. Like, why do I only do it when I'm like, okay, when I'm just like planned. Like, I can do that for myself. I can do my entire skincare routine and do like the essential oils in the shower and all that stuff. I can do that literally anytime. Mm-hmm. I should just do it.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like their habit. I have a friend that she every day will do her hair and like a little bit of makeup. She's like, and it's not for me, not for anyone, not even if I'm not even leaving the house, but it makes me feel good. And I have such a habit of waking up, I do my braid and I add some mascara and I'm ready. And and you like accomplish that. And I'm like, that's awesome. And you like you were saying, she's specific. She's like, it's not for my husband, not for, even if I know I'm not leaving the house, it's for me because it makes me feel good and it's a good start. And I'm like, I like that.
Yeah.
So you were telling me earlier, Sarah, that you kind of enjoy the process of like instilling a habit, right?
I do. I actually love setting up new habits.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, so what is wrong with you?
Because I need to get a bit of this.
I love setting up new habits. I find it so fun because it's like something to focus on. And I think because I'm a very goal-oriented person, it's like, oh, I have this new thing that I'm doing. It's fun. It's exciting. However, I am horrible at cutting bad habits. So like I can set up a new habit like all the live long day. Like us sitting here talking about what our new habit's going to be, I'm excited.
Right.
I'm like, I've got like a list. I'm like, what should it be? Yeah, I want to do so many.
Right.
But while I'm focusing on setting up this new exciting habit, there's like five moldy, dusty old habits in the back of my life, just like taking up space. And so I think for me, setting up a new habit is about like really small, attainable goals. So it's not like this big thing that's going to change your life. It's like the little thing that you're going to do every day.
Right.
And so that's one of my like favorite things. And I'm someone who really likes new, exciting, different. And so getting the opportunity to bring in a new thing, a new aspect to my routine is exciting for me.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like for me, I like you're just saying, the exciting things. And I get really into something. Like I will pick up a new a hobby and I will buy every single thing I need for that habit and be really into it for literally 2 days, and then I'm bored and I never look at it again, and I just have a plethora of I thought I was gonna get into bullet journaling. I don't.
You were doing that for like a hot minute though, right?
No, not a hot minute.
How long did it last?
Literally maybe a week. But I bought every single marker, all the papers, all the stickers, the stamps, all of it. And then I'm like, ah, I'm bored. Mm-hmm. On to the next thing.
Right.
So I think that's why maintaining a habit is so hard, because I get so bored so quickly.
When the new and exciting wears off after a few days, then it's done.
So that's also hard to keep, like, it's also hard, like, to have reasons to do things.
That's where I think working it into your routine becomes so good, because you get to ride that wave of excitement when it's still easy and fun and you're excited to journal. Mm. And then you say, every day I journal when I have my coffee. And so you do that right. for the first 3 days because it's fun and exciting and new. But then now when you go to get your coffee, you think it's time to journal. So I think tying it to something that's already in your routine before you get bored of it. Like Ooh, when right. you're still fun and excited about it. I think that's the main reason my garden stayed alive. Oh. Because it's like now I have to take, when I take the dogs out, I water my garden. And now it's like second nature.
Right. You don't even think about it. Right out of habit. You literally just like the dogs are peeing and you're walking to the garden. You don't even think about, I need to go do this.
It's the positive other side of the coin of picking up our phone without realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have to find a way to make it part of the routine.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the times we do that too late and then the excitement is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think on the same vein, it's like it becomes second nature. But then like if I have something right in my routine or something that I do every single day and I've been doing it, I can forget one day and then it's ruined. And then I don't do it anymore because I forgot I'm off the track now.
I like, Paloma, what you were saying off camera about how you romanticize your new habits.
Yeah.
I feel like that's it too, right? Because then even if you did forget, you're like, oh, well, that thing was so fun. And like, aesthetic.
It'll make you crave it.
Cool, and you crave it. Like bullet journaling, that's like cool.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so if you romanticize it and you have your little stickers and your little pen.
And you're such a like a candle and like a coffee girl. Like if you really just set up the scene, like just.
And you start every vlog with a nice over-the-shoulder shot of you writing in your bullet journal for the day.
True.
Now I want a journal.
I literally bought a journal probably 2 months ago. I have not touched it. I bought it because I was like, oh, this is everything.
This is it.
Everything. Oh, yeah. Just sitting there. But we do have a journal coming.
Yes, the Kai Kappa journal.
Yes.
Which I actually was thinking about this because journaling is something I was like, you know what? I want to get into this book. I was going to say reading, listening to.
Right.
Was talking about the importance of journaling your thoughts. So maybe that'll be my habit that I try. Is I'm going to try journaling in my beautiful Kai Kappa journal. You can get it at confidentkind.com.
Yes.
and I'll see how I feel. Like writing my thoughts on something. Because I do journal from time to time. But in my notes app.
Yeah, me too.
Staring at a screen. And maybe I work that into my routine as part of, because my morning routine is so strong. And when I start it, maybe I go outside, I take the dogs out, I water my garden, and I sit outside next to my garden and I journal.
Ooh.
And you're getting that outside
that
time
outside
as well.
I really like that.
I think that's going to be mine.
We could do that too. We could bring the coffee, maybe chit chat, talk about blah, 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 boo, boo. Get a journal.
Yeah.
Drink our coffee.
Oh, I have like seven unused that I was going to use. No, yeah.
Yes. The notebook.
How many of you guys
ridiculous.
Listening?
Right. How many notebooks do you guys
have? You all have notebooks at home, huh? That just.
But you need one more. Confidentkind.
Right. Exactly.
Right. But you don't have one like this.
Listen, this one's compact. This one can fit in your bag and your backpack. Like, this is like.
And it comes
mobile.
With a pen?
And it comes with a pen.
Yeah. Okay. So let's all, for the next 2 weeks, try to be journaling girlies.
Oh, my gosh.
Every morning.
Okay.
And maybe on the next podcast, we can each read an excerpt from
entries.
Our journal. We don't have to read all of them because a lot of them will probably be
personal. Yeah.
But maybe we pick one or two.
Love that.
I love that. I can do that.
You can
and
do that.
I can do that.
Bring the journal.
If you want to do it along with us, it'll only be a week for you. But that's still a good amount of time, seven days to start the habit.
Mm-hmm.
Get a journal. And in the next podcast, you can, if you feel so inclined, leave one of your journal entries in the comments.
Yeah.
Yes, I would love
that
to read.
Be so sweet.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think that's really fun. I'm excited
that's
for
fun.
That.
I'm excited. And that does add to the romanticizing of like your morning.
Yeah.
Right? Especially if you have a hard time like even like getting out of bed, right? If you're a snoozer, you're snoozing alarms and stuff, that could help you get out of bed.
Now, to take it a step further.
Oh, no.
What if, and you can say no, what if we agree to not check our phones until after we journal?
Ooh, that's,
could you do it?
I want to.
Could we have like a technology free 15 minutes to start the day?
I like that.
You wake up, you go outside, you journal, and then when you go inside, you can check your phone.
And that's your reward. Yeah.
That's your little reward. Your little treat for our dumb brains.
And if you can, like, see how, because I'm honestly, let me be honest, there's probably going to be times where I'm not going to do it, or I just like forget or something. Yep. But see how many times, like how much.
How many times we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the next week. I want to do it. I really want to do that.
I do too.
She's excited. This is good, guys. We're going to run with this.
I am excited.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Look at us getting new good habits out of this.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, that's, like we said, half the struggle is realizing what you didn't know. Like what you need, what you want to adjust, how are you going to go about it.
Right. And it goes with what we were talking about in the last episode with like what are the most important things in your life. And does checking your phone and scrolling through Instagram for an hour and a half in your bed, does that align with the things that you want your life to look
are
like?
Are your habits aligned?
Not mine, truly.
Mm.
And well, I'm just like,
but I still myself. Do it.
I still do it. Yeah, yeah. Out of habit. You see? Bad habits.
Dude.
I keep thinking, my bad habit leads to that's what's been playing in my head this whole time.
Well, I'm excited about this.
Me too.
I think this is going to be really good.
Yeah. Me too.
This is going to be really great for us.
Yeah.
And also, like, imagine the things that, like, you have time to, like, think about. Like, things that you don't even, like, give yourself time to think about.
We were talking about that, too, with just how overstimulated we are kind of at all times. Like, we were talking about how we can't just watch a movie or just read our phone.
Right.
Like, it has to be, like, multiple forms of stimulus coming at all times.
Right.
Are we even leaving space for our brains to have thoughts?
No.
No, we're like, if a thought is to cross my mind, no, I need a phone, a laptop, a TV going. Because
I am uncomfortable being alone with my thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we were talking about, that one TikTok of that mom who was writing the letter, like those thank you cards. And the caption was like, my mom right now is just writing in silence. And she doesn't even have a drinky drink to make this fun. Like, she's just sitting there. And I asked her what she's doing. And she said she was just focused at like what she was actually doing and like thinking about. And I'm like,
there was no like podcast
there
playing.
Was music.
No
there
music.
Was
a
background. Silence. And she was just writing.
Couldn't be me.
Well, maybe that's what we have to do when we're journaling. We should really be like sitting there.
With our journaling, we have to leave space for our brain to have real thoughts.
So that we can write something down. That's true, because I'm like, I can't start working until I put my playlist on and then I have music in the background and I have my lights and I have my this and that. And then I'm like, okay, now I can.
Yep.
But like, I wonder how much more work I could get done if I didn't have so many things happening in the background.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe that's a test.
You get like, well, on accident, because the screen is on, you will like be working. And if that is bored, like it makes you bored within 3 seconds, all of a sudden you look up at the screen and you're like, oh, there's another screen to entertain me. Okay, well now I'm bored. I can go to my laptop. Now I can go to my, like, there's just so many outlets. It kind of feels like checking your phone. If there's nothing on Instagram, you check Twitter. If there's nothing on Twitter, you check TikTok. If there's nothing on TikTok, you check YouTube.
Right.
It's kind of like that. We're just going through so much stimulation. Like, that's what we're looking for while we're scrolling.
And also, I often, like, I'm opening Instagram and I will be like, wait, what am I doing? Am I looking for something? And was I supposed to get on Instagram? Am I supposed to get on my Instagram? And then I close it to try to like help myself remember.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, nah, I have no idea. And I open it again, close again. It's opening, closing, open, close all day.
How much time we spend opening and closing these apps,
and not
you guys.
Even scrolling, just opening and closing.
Yeah.
That's where I've noticed how often I do that now that I only have my personal, like private Instagram, my Finsta on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll, like, if I can really only check, there's only new stuff like every couple days because I only follow like 50 people.
Right.
And so, like, I will still sometimes open and check it multiple times a day. And it's like, I have seen this. There is nothing new.
Yep.
Right.
I've seen the picture my mom posted of her and my dad 3 days ago. Right. I've seen it 18 times now.
Right.
So at what point am I going to stop checking?
It's giving like the fridge, you know? You open the fridge. There's nothing in the fridge. You close it. You walk away. You come back. You open the fridge again. Nothing's changed, babe.
Right. Nothing.
But
no
I'm
food
here
has
opening
appeared.
It up again.
Right. Yep. Just hoping I'll just see something I didn't see before.
Yeah. Maybe there'll be a new post. I don't know.
Right.
You're like, babe, you need that. You need it that bad.
Right.
That was one of the biggest things with my flip phone video is I had this fear that I was missing something new, that something new had happened and popped up and I wasn't there and I didn't see it. And I'm never going to know.
They're like, Taylor Swift album dropped. And she, no idea.
No idea.
Right. Well, it's like FOMO.
Yeah.
Like, you really feel like, well, I didn't see. And then you have people being like, oh my God, did you see? And you're like, no, I didn't see. And now I got to go look and read all about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested to see how this new journaling habit affects our life. This is like such a perfect little like punctuation to this episode, and we didn't even plan it.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, this is so perfect.
Yeah. I am so excited for the journaling thing. I'm really also excited for the no phones.
Yeah.
In the morning.
No phones, no TVs, no laptops, no sort of devices while we're journaling. So we can really practice that like
mindfulness.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be good, you guys.
Yeah. Drop some of your favorite habits in the comments.
And
like tips and tricks if you have any to like
the tips and tricks, please.
And the longevity of those great habits, please let us know. It's for me. I struggle. Okay. Well,
thank
we hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
Give
us a thumbs up.
We can give us 5 stars
right,
on Apple
is.
Podcasts.
Yep.
I think you can rate on Spotify. Have we been over this?
Yes.
I think you can.
You can't.
Yeah.
It's new every time. We're like, we don't know what we can do
on these
things. If
there's places that you can like tell us that you like us, if you do that, it helps.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
We're trying to venture into the world of getting sponsors on the podcast.
Yes.
So the more ratings, subscribers, reviews, stuff that we have like that, the better we can pitch ourselves and continue to build this podcast into like a thriving business.
Yes.
So we would love if you could do that. Also, cannot wait for you to see our Halloween costumes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. You have to tune in to see visually,
please,
you guys. Okay.
Because, and I know we're going to be doing photo shoots and stuff. So also follow us on Instagram because that's going to look crazy.
And TikTok. I have so many TikTok ideas.
Yes. And TikTok.
So many.
Just follow us everywhere because it's about to go off.
These Halloween costumes.
I'm trying to figure out how not to spoil it. For the marine mammal one.
Yes.
That I have so many TikTok ideas.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be so good.
Also, fully took me a moment.
You're like marine mammal.
Right, that one. Gotcha.
They're a mammal, right? Yeah, because they have 5 young.
Wait,
they
lay
eggs.
They lay eggs. Wait.
Wait.
Jess, can you fact check?
Well, wait. Jess is like, what are you talking about?
Are we stupid?
Well, I guess we can't tell you the answer because we'll give it away.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
An ocean creature.
Yeah.
Anyways,
thanks.
Bye, guys.